93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the Spillover, sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. I want to give a little shout out to our good friend Terrell Farley, helping things out this morning. When the coffee machine was not working, he went and got Bill a coffee from Casey's. Thank you, Farley.
And then he talked about it being very different than Swim. No, this was talked about.
Yeah.
I asked Farley.
Hold on.
No, Farley asked me.
Farley asked Bill.
Farley asked me. And then and so then I gave him an extra money to get a scratch-off ticket. He got a $5 scratch-off ticket.
Get a donut.
Get a coffee and donut.
Well, I got a scratch-off ticket instead.
What's different than Swim, though?
What's that? Swim mandated that one of the interns go get it for him. And that's where it was different.
Yeah, it came from him. Farley offered this.
I didn't ask Farley.
Like, if Connor said, hey, I'll get you a Red Bull, the different store. But Swim said, I need somebody to get me a Red Bull. That's where it was way different.
And that's, I think I get him. Farley said that it was talked about in management, too. He said they had a meeting the other day, and he had to be brought up with Swim. Had to be addressed.
How about Terrell Farley?
Yeah.
That's a legend.
Yes.
He's in here. He'll be in here tomorrow morning.
He'll be here tomorrow morning. Yeah, he's off next week, though. He's on vacation.
He was saying, if I don't see you, I'll see you next week. But we'll see him tomorrow.
We'll see him tomorrow. I love what he probably says.
He comes in 4 days a week.
We see him every single day.
Yeah, he kind of made a tearful goodbye today. Yeah. I said, when are you leaving? He said, Monday. I said, well, I'll see you tomorrow. Like probably five times before that.
Tearful goodbye.
He's got a lot of plans in Fort Wayne.
Yeah. We did hear the plans he has.
Yes.
Seeing his son and his grandkids.
They got some plans with his son, which is fun.
He does have some interesting plans.
Yeah. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove. And get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
With the son.
God bless.
Did mention tonight, we got one NFL game. Texans at the Steelers.
Okay.
In Pittsburgh. Okay. Let's see the spread.
What do you got,
here.
Bill?
Let me get the spread
Texans.
Real quick.
Texans.
Sports.
This is
sports.
Houston. Houston.
I'm going Texans.
3-point favorite on the road.
Okay, yeah. You got
I'm going
it.
Texans.
Oh, God, you pick them.
Wow, Pittsburgh just can't score. Maybe they can, though. I don't know.
We'll Three see. Rivers Stadium?
It'll be kind of fun to see tonight, I think. I hope it's cranked up.
It's not Three Rivers Stadium.
It is to me, though.
It still is.
It's still Three Rivers.
They're still playing on AstroTurf.
Yes, old school.
There's still some dirt.
And when they showed, I sent it to Jake the other day, when they showed that where they called Mike Renfro out of bounds for the Oilers against in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
They show the replay of it.
Yeah.
Right there on the side, there's two cars parked. Right there by there's cars inside the stadium. It was awesome. For advertising, they drove cars inside the stadium. It's just a Cadillac sitting there. It's beautiful. That's better times.
Damn it.
Should mention a couple scores before we get out of here. Yesterday in the Big Ten basketball.
Yeah, give me some basketball.
Illinois goes to Iowa and wins 75-69 over the Hawkeyes.
Win.
Illinois got a record?
Illinois is 13-3. Okay. That win will stand up for Nebraska.
That's Nebraska's best win.
Oh,
right
absolutely
now.
It is.
That's their best win right now.
Also in the Big Ten, Rutgers beats Northwestern in overtime, 77-75 at
Where
home.
Was that? In Rutgers.
And Washington takes down Ohio State, 81-74 at home yesterday.
Okay.
Oops.
I just want is one more. That's what I said in Bill's Thrills. The best thing about being 16-0 You can go 17-0.
Just keep it. Just get
one more.
That won't be a game.
Try to get one more. Just try to keep trying to get one more win.
No Big Ten games at all tonight. None.
None. Zero.
No hoops tonight.
None.
Nope. None.
Maybe you watch some NBA.
I don't think so. I'll watch the Steelers belt. And Texans tonight.
The Pelicans are giving the Magic the belt.
That's it for us. The Drive is next. We'll see you guys tomorrow.